we come back from school and then we sort of have a play here.
And it's right next to the
church. And sometimes we hear the bells from here.
I'm David Netherway. I'm one of the church council members here. This was part of the churchyard always, but separated by a public footpath going right alongside the stream, but it was never able to be used for burials, so it had been left fenced off for over 100 years. We're just forking up the grass. The meadow grass, which has grown along with the wildflowers, was cut a few days ago and it's been left to lie for the seed to drop.
A play area, or a family area, or a park isn't necessarily what you'd associate with a churchyard, but it is part of the churchyard, isn't it?
It is a sacred space, but it's a space to be enjoyed, and we've tried to reflect the churchyard elements in the design, so the paving incorporates some old gravestones just to give that hint of it being a part of the churchyard. We've used an old roller, an agricultural implement that has had some text from the 23rd Psalm put on, which is "In pastures green, he leadeth me, the quiet waters by," a really well-known text that people who are not that familiar with church perhaps will pick up on, but it just fits this particular space. And we've incorporated a poem by the children, which talks about their experience of this space, and they gained the inspiration from that, from some of the old gravestones that they looked at in the churchyard.
Many.
Can you read them as you go?
Mel.
Is it melting?
Oh, I think we're on the letter. Move your foot.
Smelling.
My name's Sarah Smith. I'm one of the preschool leaders in Swinbridge. We quite often walk through the churchyard to get here. We go inside the church at the same time. The children get used to going to somewhere like a church where perhaps they've never had the experience of it. We walk through the gravestones and everything en route, so all of that is really important. And to meet people like the vicar.
We're playing hide and seek, so we're hiding.
Hi, my name is Trish and I live locally. I have two children of my own and I'm a childminder, so we've found this little space a real asset to the village.
Crucially, I guess, it's a piece of land that's on the edge of the graveyard next to the village church.
Yeah, it's so nice, it's kind to be near the church but not have to worry that you're being disrespectful to graves or where people are, you know, having quiet time, that you can just, you know, sit amongst it but not be, you know, intrusive.
With the church on one side and a massive allotment on the other side and the post office just over the road, this is right at the centre of the village, isn't it?
Swinbridge Church, St James, is right in the heart of the village, and we love the church, we'd love it to be the heart of the village in all sorts of respects.
I'm Vera Knight, I'm the church warden. Well, it's making use of ground that was always a bit of a tip. And eventually it's come to this. Yeah. And when you see all the children here, it's, you know, that's your reward.